Michigan Attorney General denies targeting GOP donor over coronavirus-related price gouging. By Kyle Olson on March 18, 2020. The Michigan Department of Attorney General issued a cease and desist letter on Tuesday to the home improvement chain Menards after the Attorney General claimed the company was price gouging face masks, cleaning products, and other items related to the coronavirus pandemic. Far-left Attorney General Dana Nessel's office alleges Menards sold bleach at double the price, and two packs of face masks for $39.95 with a $20 rebate. In the context of the media stories about the mounting public health threat caused by coronavirus, Menards' pricing actions this past week serve only to fuel anxiety and promote hoarding, Assistant Attorneys General Darren Fowler and Andrea Moirot. Kelly Rossman McKinney, Communications Director for the Attorney General, told Breitbart News that the office has received 500 complaints statewide of price gouging. Only 18 of them have been lodged by Menards shoppers. Menards owner John Menard Jr. has been a regular financial supporter of Republican politicians. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported in 2015. Billionaire John Menard Jr. gave more than $1.50 million to the Wisconsin Club for Growth in an effort to boost Governor Scott Walker's campaign in the 2012 recall, Yahoo News reported. Citing anonymous sources, Yahoo reported that Menard backed the Wisconsin governor and likely 2016 presidential candidate by making more than $1.5 million in donations to Club for Growth, which doesn't disclose its donors. Club for Growth spent heavily to defend Walker in his successful recall election. According to Open Secrets, Menards has given more to Republicans than Democrats each campaign cycle, with the exception of 2020 to date. Rossman McKinney denied a political motivation to target Menards. COVID-19 isn't partisan. Consumers are from all parties, and whether or not Mr. Menard contributes to anyone or any party has absolutely no impact on our decision to go after his store for price gouging, she told Breitbart News. Nessel is taking action after Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, issued an executive order banning stores from raising prices on items more than 20% from what they were on March 9, 2020. Big box stores are not immune to the Michigan Consumer Protection Act or the governor's executive order, Nessel said in a press release. Large corporations must also play by the rules. And my office will work diligently to ensure this state's consumers are treated fairly and not abused by businesses seeking to unlawfully jack prices up to line their pockets with profits at the expense of the public during this time of great need. Menards has 10 days to respond to the Attorney General's demands, or Nessel will potentially take legal action, according to Moody on the Market. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @KyleOlson4.